Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is he the MVP? Yes. Do I want him to win it? No.
Interesting.
Okay. I've been a part of one MVP season. It was one season we didn't win a Super Bowl. It's like Patrick Mahomes, when he did it in 22, it was the first time in like 20 years. So, long answer, no. I don't want him to win it.
I didn't realize David Andrews is such a scaredy cat.
Yeah, weird. So he's not just a little stitious. He is very superstitious. If he's afraid of the MVP, like jinx, I guess, which did get thrown out the window by Mahomes, which he even referenced. So, obviously, entitled to his opinion, Super Bowl champion, Patriot legend, David Andrews. Mm-hmm. To say the 1 year that Brady won the MVP is the 1 year they didn't win the Super Bowl, a little misleading. Andrews played 9 seasons, won 2 Super Bowls. So, 7 seasons he didn't win.
There were a bunch of non-wins. The one time they got to a Super Bowl and lost, I believe, is what he was
saying. So, like, it's such
a
scary sign. Like, we do not want the MVP.
Yeah.
We want, like, the 7th best quarterback.
Uh-huh.
We don't want the best quarterback. We want the 7th best, or even the 2nd best, I guess. I don't subscribe to that at all. I wouldn't wait till the end of the year and then make my Super Bowl prediction based off of who did or did not win the MVP. Give me the MVP every time. If you have the MVP every season, I think you have a great chance.
I think it'd be cool if you won it. I'd like him
There's
to win
also
it.
That.
I like you, Keith, care about these awards. Like, the most brainless thing ever is it's like, well, I just care about the Super Bowl. Well, no, I do care about that more than an MVP. I didn't really realize that was up for debate.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is more important than the MVP.
Sure.
Duh.
You like, can have both.
I do want that.
Get you a guy who can do both.
But now, after championships above all else, which everybody should agree with, and I think most rational people do, does the MVP matter? Yeah, I care about it.
Sure, it's fun.
And I'd like him to win it. He has now fallen behind Stafford. He was idle this week. Stafford played well.
Yeah.
They won again. Stafford, the betting favorite on the apps now.
But if Stafford wins the MVP, I'm not going to say the Rams can't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're going to be like, the Rams are in business.
They're cooked.
Well, David Andrews would say that, apparently.
Yep.
They really have separated, though, when it comes to the MVP debate. We were talking about this off the air, so I know you're now aware of this, Keith. But number three, I was surprised to read this. Number three is Jordan Love.
Well, Jonathan Taylor's team has fallen off.
That's true.
Jonathan, not that he'd ever win, but sometimes you look at the very, very best running back or wide out. Like last year, Saquon Barkley, you're like, can he even get like a little bit of a sniff? But once their team kind of fell out, then he's out. So then you're like, all right, who's the third quarterback that's on a winning team that's putting up good numbers? So, yeah, the Packers are, what, the two? Are they the two seed in the NFC?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, the one seed's the Rams. I think they're the two, right? Because Seattle can't be. Yeah.
So I guess it's not surprising. So two playoff teams. So the Rams have 10 wins, the Packers have 9, and the Patriots have 11. Where's Bo Nix? Put Bo Nix on there.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, if it's just about the quarterback and their record, which apparently it is, then Bo Nix should be up there.
Apparently they draw the line at 200 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 picks.
Yeah, maybe. Allen is fourth on that list. You have two of the top four MVP candidates on Sunday in Foxborough. And then I believe number five, depending on where you shop, is either Darnold or Dak, depending on which one you're looking at. But that's a pretty big drop.
I mean, you can't give it to Darnold.
I mean, it's a big drop after the top two, I think.
Yeah,
I mean, those two feel like they've separated.
I agree.
When it comes to the MVP, barring a massive massive collapse. So anyway, that was David Andrews. Does not want the MVP.
Doesn't want it. He'd give it back.
He would rather he loses it.
He'd refuse the MVP.
Which, again, earmuffs back there, Nick. I know you're afraid of this, but... he's a little afraid of the MVP.
As
but
the Twitch
chat
says, he probably doesn't want him on the Madden cover either. That's also been debunked.
That's a legit... No, okay, Saquon this year's been horrible.
Oh, yeah. What's scarier, though, Keith? Winning the MVP or being... Like,
Didn't Tom Brady win it after being on there?
Maybe.
Comparing it to Tom Brady.
But there's been a bunch of guys...
Separate that.
We are comparing to Tom Brady.
You got to pick one that you're more afraid of. Are you more afraid of the MVP curse, apparently, or the Madden curse?
Oh, I have to pick one?
Yes, you have to pick one. Yeah.
Gun to my head?
Would you rather Monday?
I think there might be a little bit more to the Madden thing. Maybe.
Me too.
But that's also, like, I can go back through the years. Like, that was a real thing for, like, the first bunch of years, and then it went away. And there's, like, multiple versions of guys winning Super Bowls, winning MVPs, being all pro. So, like, it's not really a thing anymore. They used to say about, like, Sports Illustrated back when they used to give out, like, physical copies of it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, the SI jinx. Like, a guy would get hurt. Oh, SI jinx got him. Like, I guess. There's one of these every week.
Yeah, there's so many options. Not everybody.
Casting a wide net
not
here.
Not everybody had a season-ending injury.
Correct.
Although I didn't go back and fully check it.
Yeah.
But there you go. That was David Andrews does not want Drake May to win the MVP. Drake May, it turns out, has no weaknesses. We'll get to that in just a moment. However, our good pal Ray in Cumberland has weighed in, Keith. Keith.
Yeah.
You would rather play the Texans than the Bills? Question mark?
I would rather play No. I would rather play the Bills. Than the Texans.
I'm sorry.
Maybe he worded it poorly. Oh, he does tweet a lot.
Did he word it poorly? Yeah. Or did he have it backwards? No, you would...
I would rather play against the Bills than the Texans in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your teams you fear the most in the AFC.
Broncos
then
Texans.
Houston. Yeah.
Then I guess Bills.
Then it drops off.
Maybe the Jaguars.
We'd both want to avoid the Texans and play the Bills.
At all costs.
Maybe he heard it backwards.
Okay.
He did say LMFBO. I think that's...
I don't think we can say that.
Laughing my...
Bleeping,
effing balls off, I think.
Or your buns. Maybe my buns
could be
off.
Buns. I'm sorry. That is probably what it was. Do you even watch football?
What channel is it on?
If that was about the Bills, a lot of channels.
I'd love to watch.
Somebody at Prime.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
Netflix on Christmas.
I have that.
CBS.
Great.
NBC.
Yep.
ABC and ESPN.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I'm going to watch all these.
Did I say Prime? I think I might love Prime.
Hey, Ray, I might even watch them as Monsters, Inc. characters tonight. Does that count? Does that help?
He says, do you even watch football?
I would flip it.
I watch Bills and Texans. I mean, the Texans kind of handled them.
At the risk of turning this into do you even watch football off.
Who watches the most football?
I wouldn't flip it back on them. Yeah. No. Have you seen the Texans recently? Have you seen the Bills all season long? Like, I think a good default is best quarterbacks. But if it's best quarterbacks, how come Allen hasn't been to the Super Bowl? How come Lamar Jackson hasn't been to the Super Bowl, right? Like, there are times where really, really, really good defenses have been able to advance pretty far in the playoffs. And, you know, or maybe they don't win the whole thing, but it's like what snake bites a really good team or like a really good offense loses that game, right? Like, Peyton Manning would lose quite a bit in the playoffs, but half the time he would lose, like, even in the very first round. And sometimes it was against really good defenses. Peyton Manning is also an example of being a horrible quarterback on a team with a really good defense in 2015 won the Super Bowl.
I mean, think about the way we've prioritized the teams we want to avoid. Yeah. It's bone-shattering defenses with so-so quarterbacks.
Mahomes and Lamar aren't even in the playoffs right now. So if it's just about the quarterback, I think Mahomes would be in the playoffs.
I don't think Knicks and Stroud are bad quarterbacks.
Yeah, right.
I mean, but there are some Sundays I do with Knicks.
Yeah.
And Stroud had 9 straight incompletions last night. But the reason I'd fear those teams are those defenses.
I think it's just like it's not a good year for the it's only about the quarterback people. And I've been on that side of the street before too. But
me too.
It's Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence, the corpse of Aaron Rodgers, and CJ Stroud are all playoff teams right now. And then in the NFC, I think the NFC is a little bit more star-studded quarterbacks. But you still have Caleb Williams, Brock Purdy, Mac Jones, Sam Darnold. They're all in the playoffs right now. So it's not what it's been. I mean, there's a good chance that Burrow, and I know he missed most of the year, but Burrow, Mahomes, and Lamar don't even qualify for the playoffs.
It's crazy.
Let alone don't win the AFC.
That really is wild. 617-779-7937. You can interact on Twitter like our good pal Ray in Cumberland.
Yes.
At Jones WEEI, at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. Phil Perry on NBC Sports Boston did some self-scouting over the bye week of the Patriots, and he tried to come up with a blueprint to expose, beat, take down Drake May. He went with, as a shorthand metric, the EPA, expected points added since week six. It's an advanced analytic, but just focus on the rankings here.
Okay.
Drake May, when blitzed, he is the number five quarterback in the NFL.
All right, pretty good.
When not blitzed, number one.
Wow.
Against zone coverage. First.
Yep. Oh, zone. Carves up a zone.
Carves up a zone.
He likes to see a zone.
Man coverage?
Yeah, how about that?
Eighth.
Oh.
Still good. Not first.
I'm blitzing him and playing man.
If you blitz him and play man, you're getting a quarterback somewhere between five and ten and not number one.
What if I'm doing a cover two man? What is it then? Is that man or zone?
Two high coverage, Key, first.
Yep. Ooh.
Single high coverage, first.
There's really not much you can do against this
There's
guy.
There's not right. much you can
cover
do against
three it is.
Drake May. And to your point,
cover six.
You also can't really even say, all right, well, then fine. We're just taking away Steph Diggs and making him play left-handed. You really can't even do that.
No, he spreads the ball around.
You could take away Diggs, but he'll go to somebody else. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it could be somebody you don't expect, like Kyle Williams, who could burn you for a touchdown. It could be a big Hunter Henry game. Hunter Henry's been the team's leading receiver the last 2 weeks. But it is pretty amazing. When you just look at receiving yards, like the team leader in receiving yards, it's been Kayshon Boutte. It's been Ramondre Stevenson. It's been Henry multiple times. It's been Diggs multiple times. It's been Mac Hollins. It's been Pop Douglas. They've only played 13 games. How many guys did I just name? Like half the time, it's a different leading receiver. It might have been seven if you're counting. But, I mean, that's also hard to defend. And I don't want that to be confused as like, oh, I don't want, you know, Jackson Smith and Jigba. I would happily take a stud number one receiver, but...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One of maybe the benefits that you can have to not having the automatic go-to 15-target-a-game guy is whoever's open, he will find. And as defense, you got to kind of pick your poison, and then Drake May seems to have no problem throwing to somebody else.
Your best bet is man and blitzing him, Keith.
And even then, he's a top seven quarterback.
Well, right.
If you add the numbers together.
And on top of that, if you're going to come after him, you're going to flush him out of the pocket. He can make plays with his legs. If you're playing man defense down the field, you're going to lose track of him because you're not facing him. And so now you're giving up potentially big plays with his feet. But that's probably your best bet. And then, you know, try as much as you can to take away Diggs in big spots and make him beat you with Boutte and Henry and Travion Henderson and guys like this. But he'll probably still do it.
Beat you with Boutte? Is that what you said? You got Billy's attention back there. He goes, hello.
He perked up.
I'd happily give it to him.
I saw Jackson Meerkat up there. You go, huh? He popped right up.
Yes.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Marcus in Roxbury. This might be reacting to what happened earlier today. Go ahead, Marcus.
What do you got, Marcus?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? No, it's kind of like a little off topic. I know you probably didn't talk about it. I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on how you think Shedeur did yesterday. I think he played really good football. So I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on that, man, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay. All right. Shedeur individually was good, and yet they lost to the Titans. So how do you square that one away?
So they lost to the Titans. It's a bad team, obviously. And then Kevin Stefanski's only got a few games left. So for those that missed it, the Browns lost to the Titans. So it was the second win all season for the Titans.
Yeah, we had a very, very, very extended what happened today, but a while ago we talked about this game, yes.
However, Shedeur Sanders, 23 of 42 passing.
Oh, so that's, I didn't realize he threw that many.
Yep.
I didn't realize
23
that.
Of 42, 364 yards.
That I knew.
Three touchdowns.
Yeah.
One pick. He was sacked twice.
He had 3 carries for 29 yards and a score. And he like led a little bit of a potential comeback there at the end of the game. They got to within 2.
Here's the thing. He might be able to play a little bit. And that's going to offend people, but he might be able to play a little bit. There's people rooting against him because he's Deion's kid and he's cocky and whatever. I like him. I think he can play. I don't know that he's the long-term answer there, but he's definitely going to start for the rest of the year there. Mm-hmm. And if it's him or Deshaun Watson next year, it'll be him.
He's way better than Dylan Gabriel, but we all thought that originally. I thought Dylan Gabriel was a terrible pick. I thought Shedeur Sanders, even though maybe he didn't like everything that was around him, he was still a better quarterback than him. But it just seemed like such a disaster of a place to go, right? Like, they had Joe Flacco originally, then they got rid of him. Deshaun Watson's not going to start practicing again. They, like, traded for Kenny Pickett in the offseason. Stefanski, I don't think, wants any of those guys. No. He's supposed to be, like, an offensive guy. And so he stuck with Shedeur. So if I was them, I would just start him the rest of the year and sort of see what happens. But, no, it is weird because you hear some people talking about him today, and they're like, what a great performance. How dumb does Cleveland look? And then on the other hand, you're like, they did lose to Tennessee, who's atrocious.
Yeah, no, they're really bad. I saw Mike McCoy gave him a victory Monday, which is nice of him. He's not going to get another chance to do it, I don't think. Here we go. Speaking of some calls there, guys, I don't know if you touched on this yet, but Susan, is it Susan in Worcester, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Called into a national show over the weekend. So I'm updating her situation. She seemed very friendly with the host, Mark. Send out the bat signal for Susan. This is a big week for her. This is a big week for her.
Yes. Hopefully, if she wants to lay low this week, I get it. But next Monday, we should probably talk to her.
Either way.
I hate the media.
Either, well, you know. So apparently some media members, this Mark character she seems very chummy with. Mm-hmm. But, okay, I mean, hopefully Monday we hear from Susan either way. She's got a lot at stake in this matchup for sure.
Real quick, just to circle back on Shedeur real quick.
Yep.
So with just over a minute to go, they were down by 8. They scored a touchdown.
Yeah, and they went for 2.
And they went Wildcat.
Yeah, did you see that play? It was awful.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was a terrible play, but they went Wildcat.
They didn't know the play.
No, Quinjon Judkins was, like, rolling to the right, and then, like, somebody yelled behind him. He's like, huh? He, like, turned around.
He forgot to pitch it.
Is that what it was?
Was it supposed to be a reverse?
Or he forgot he was supposed to get the pitch.
And then he threw it to the other team.
It didn't look right. Yeah.
So I was like, we don't trust Shedeur to run a 2-point conversion, but we're going to have this guy run to the one side of the field, flip it behind him, and then try to throw it? So, like, the play was a disaster, but more so even the decision to not even have Shedeur in, who had had 4 touchdowns, 3 mm-hmm. passing, 1 rushing, and you're like, we don't even need him out there? So that's strange. That's why you could be like, maybe the guy gets more of the benefit. Like, the knee jerk is you lost to the Titans, but it's like, yeah, but your coach also took you out with a gotta-have-a 2-point conversion, which was also costly. I mean, next year, they probably won't have any of those guys there.
What is this from Chuck in New Hampshire? Did you guys see the picture where Shedeur might have been wearing a thong?
That's real. I saw it this morning when I got here.
So the answer is yes, one of us have.
It was like right after we got sacked, he's laying on the ground and it's like, yeah.
Well, whale tail hanging out right now.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
One of the defenders snapped it
off. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen.
How about that?
Not wrong with that. He could have his own Shedeur brand.
Hey,
thongs.
Feel good, play good. You know, that
watches
works.
And thongs, the Shedeur brand.
Wait a minute. Thong.
Turf has it on Twitch and YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing. That's a trend. It's like Jessica Alba. What is it? Jessica Alba? Zoom in.
You know, there's a fan theory. I just looked this up. It helps him run faster.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's not going to slow him down. When the man's going to help the defenders run faster, so it'd be chase that down. Wow. Okay. Chuck, great text. A-plus text there. I was unaware of it. Nick,
this headline. Shedeur Sanders. Underwear is exposed in a slip-up and fans are traumatized. I mean,
look, if there's
a look good, play good. It's also 100%. A feel-good, play good.
Yeah.
And if he feels good wearing that, then so be it.
I do like that we're all like, wait, is this real? Nick's like, oh, yeah.
Sure is, guys.
I got his eye.
It couldn't be more real. I did a lot
of
research.
To see it, you guys have to see it.
Wow. Okay.
It's in there.
I was unaware. You know, you think you watch football. Ray had a point. I guess I didn't see everything.
All these articles are just grabbing tweets of people asking, is that a thong? Bro, is that a thong? That's all it is.
Wow. Okay.
He's wearing a thong.
Oh, look, we can't catch every single story. 617-779.
That ain't no jockstrap, somebody writes.
We'll get back to your feedback on this and more. Plus the Patriots and their rookie class. How do they stack up with other rookie classes like from the Browns and their thong-wearing quarterback? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.